Dreamscape presents The Witch's Way to Wealth, the Every Witch's Guide to Making More Money by Jesse DeSilva. Narrated by the author. To Jill, Joe, and Jack, my first clients, my best friends, my siblings. Preface. What magic really is. Welcome to what is probably the most unique personal finance book to ever grace the shelves of your local bookstore. But before we begin, I want to clarify why a book on magic is also on shelves and tagged online with personal finance, business, personal development, self-help, or, you know, almost every category other than religion and spirituality. It comes down to what many people don't realize is a central tenet of the witchcraft community. Magic is science, and science is magic. Speak to any witch worth their purification salt, and they'll tell you that so much of what science is now proving in quantum physics, neuroscience, psychology, even many medical studies, are concepts and practices that have been deeply rooted in witchcraft for thousands of years. Well, those same scientific principles also specifically apply to money magic. Yes, this book will include information on spells, herbs, crystals, astrology, and more of what I am sure you associate with typical witchcraft. However, it will also cover budgeting, finding a job that pays you what you're worth, which is, of course, more money, tried and true business strategies, and more. Money magic is finance, and with the right outlook, finance is money magic too. Introduction. Yes, I know this book is weird. I wasn't always the successful, authentic, badass witch living a weird and wonderful life writing books about how to get rich off magic. Years ago, I was a very respectable lawyer with very respectable jobs. I worked as an assistant state attorney general. I worked for Bloomberg Law. I had credentials. And you know what else I had? Debt, stress, anxiety, fear, and a habit of living paycheck to paycheck that I couldn't seem to break, no matter how many self-help or personal finance books I read. Meanwhile, I had always had a penchant for anything a little woo. I'm that friend who interprets your weirdest dreams, whips out her tarot deck when you're having relationship problems, and warns you to drive carefully whenever Mercury goes retrograde. After years of treating those interests as separate from my career and money.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?